We're going to be undertaking ground investigation at over 700 locations along the length of the route, spanning from Kent all the way through Thurrock and Essex. And the ground investigation will typically consist of tests to determine what the soil's like and what the water conditions are like beneath the feet of the project. And we'll be certainly going down and investigating the soil down to depths of around 100 metres.
And how important is this phase?
Getting a real clear understanding of the ground conditions and how they'll behave when we construct Lower Thames Crossing is really important. We're going through the planning application process for our project at the moment and looking towards submitting our plan application soon. For this, we need to have a really robust set of assumptions around the ground conditions as part of our planning application.
And for those of us driving around Kent, maybe in that area, or if we're travelling over to Essex, what might we see? Is it going to be very obvious that you're there doing some work?
No, not really. The vast majority of the ground investigation will be undertaken on private land. And our priorities absolutely have the smallest impact on the communities and the environment. There will be some traffic on the roads, but we're really going to keep that to a minimum.
Do you do once you've got all of those test results? You say that's going to be going on until kind of the end of this year, and you've got 700 sites to look at. What's the next phase after that?
So once we've got all the test results, we'll go back and relook at our design and make sure that we have the most robust proposal as possible as part of our planning application. We're absolutely focused on delivering a scheme to the in our planning application that can be delivered safely, to budget and to cost.
I presume this is all designed to try and prevent there being any problems further along the line when the actual construction of the tunnel takes place. Is that right? Can you kind of spell it out in layman's terms for us? Those of us who haven't ever built a road or kind of planned a project on this scale before, because it is quite an epic challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. The more we do now to develop the solution and get it right, the better chance we give to contractors to deliver this project without any interruption. We're absolutely focused on getting Lower Thames Crossing open for traffic by 2027.
Now, of course, this tunnel isn't just going through land, it's going underneath the River Thames as well. So how do you test the ground under the Thames?
So towards autumn this year, we'll be having barges in the River Thames that will be undertaking both intrusive boreholes where we drill down through the riverbed and test the soil, but we'll also be doing geophysics, which is radars, which will actually go and give us a clear photograph of what the ground conditions are like. So we will be testing across the land and the river.
Okay, so that's something we may see a little bit later on, that you will actually have some barges out in the Thames and that work will be taking place then.
Certainly, yes. Our website, lowerthamescrossing.co.uk, is a really important information portal for anyone that's interested about the project or anyone that wants to get in touch and know more about this phase of ground investigation. On there you can find contact details as well to come and speak to our professionals. And we're out on site and we're welcome to speak to any members of the public that want to know anything else.